Hello, everyone. We're here at Anvil Cleona High School, and we're here with Mita Pulaski. Mita is a junior pitcher on the Anvil Cleona softball team, and Anvil Cleona just scored an exciting win over Pequot Valley, 2-1 in 10 innings. Mita, how exciting was that? How excited were you? You seem to be pretty level-headed, so I don't know. I may be more excited than you are, but just how did that go? How did that go for you guys today?
So it was very exciting at the end. It was stressful throughout the 0-0 part of it, but once we started getting to the end, I gained more confidence because we started getting on base more. And then once we got that people on base, and then once they scored and got home, it was exciting. It was crazy.
Mita, tell me about that. Tell me about the 10th that we went to 10 innings. Tell me about the 10th. You guys, you're at bat in the 10th inning. Just what you remember, what sort of stands out to you about that?
So there was a base hit. There was someone on second base.
I think it was Danica.
Yep.
Right?
And she made it to third. I got a base hit.
Right.
I made it to first. It got a runner for me. So it was stressful right there. And I think there was one out or two outs. I don't remember. But so there was a little play error at catcher there. And Danica scored on the base running. And that's basically it.
Yeah. It was a really exciting game, and I think thought it was well played on both sides, Mita. Mita, tell me about the team's batting approach today. How did you guys do with the bat? And I think her name is Maddie for Lancaster Catholic, threw well. Like, how much credit does she get? How much is it maybe you guys could have done better with the bat?
So I'm going to say the pitcher was pretty good, but I think as a team, I know we are way better at batting than we showed today, and we could do so much better. I think we didn't come to the plate 100%, but towards the end, we started to gain more confidence, and we did better with that. But I think if there's some things we could have laid off on, like high pitches and some strikeouts, that I know my girls could do better with.
Okay, that was a good answer. Mita, tell me how did you do today? How did you feel? How were you feeling out there on the mound?
Defense-wise, I felt like I was doing really well. I've been struggling a little bit recently with walks, and today I really felt like I was hitting my spots, and every time I hit a spot or did a strikeout, I gained more confidence, and I wasn't in my head, so every strikeout was just better.
Were you tired at the end? I don't know. You were out there. You threw a lot of pitches, 19 strikeouts, by the way. Just tell me how you were feeling as the game went on.
So when I'm in the softball mode, I don't get tired because I'm just I want the game to keep going, and I want to play and play as hard as I can, so I don't even think about getting tired. Maybe afterwards I'll be tired, but not during.
Okay. And Mita, your keys when you're on the mound, you want to be effective. Obviously you were effective today. You got 19 strikeouts. What's going on when things are going well for you? What are you, what's Mita doing well on the mound?
Well, for me, a big thing is getting in my head, and when I get in my head, I'll stay in my head and I will start pitching bad. But today I feel like I was not in my head at all, and I was doing good, and I had a blank mind. That's what was helping me today.
It was a key thing. Hey, why was today an important game? I you only get 20, hopefully you're gonna get to the playoffs. I think that's probably a goal, but why was today an important game?
This game will really help us learn, because having a long game like this and coming back gives us a lot of confidence, but we also need to keep that and keep the same energy we had today and at the end of the game, and keep that for every game. It'll help us do better.
And Mita, this is general, overall. Mm-hmm. Just how are things going for you guys? I think we're getting close to the midway point of the season. I think you guys are a couple games over 500. Just how are things going?
I think we're actually doing pretty good. Now, I feel like we're doing pretty good, but there could be things that obviously we can do way better. We've been having error problems recently, but today my defense backed me up so well and just showed we just completely got in the right mindset to get rid of all the past errors we had and come back.
Mita, one more and I'll let you go. So you're very gracious with your time and just always appreciate your time. What were the goals at the beginning of the season? Go back to the beginning of the season, and it wasn't that long ago. It feels like the season goes fast to me, but what were the goals at the beginning of the season, and where are you guys now in relation to those goals?
Our goals were basically to have a winning streak and win every game, make it to districts, and play on from there. And I think we're going a good track to that.
Mita Pulaski, 19 strikeouts. I don't know anything. I'm going to say that's close to a school record. I don't know what the heck's going on, but So that's an interesting. I think that needs to be pointed out. But anyways, thank you so much for your time. You did a great interview. You had a great game. Just good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.